The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
Welcome to Memorable Moments in History. January the 14th, 1952, is an important day in the annals of television history. It was on that cold East Coast morning at 7 a.m. that NBC TV opened a broadcast with a shot of Dave Garraway looking outside through the window on the world in New York City. The program was the first to feature his signature sign-off, hand raised, uttering one word, peace. The show was developed by Pat Weaver, father of the actress Sigourney Weaver. Some four-plus decades later, the popular show continues. It is one TV show that stays the same, informing, entertaining, educating, and continuing to change to suit the times. This is Today on NBC. Also this week, it's the anniversary of the invention and registration of celluloid as a trademark. It was the wonderful invention of John Hyatt in 1869. While waiting for a patent, he used the celluloid to wrap his Christmas presents. Then he got the idea that somebody might be able to make movies with this stuff. And it was in 1882 this week, a country club named the Country Club became the first country club in the United States in Brookline, Massachusetts. Of course, playing golf in mid-January in New England didn't work out, so hunters went out to pick off the wildlife right off the fairways. It was in 1914 this week that Henry Ford announced the newest advance in the assembly line production of cars. The new continuous motion method reduced assembly time of a car from 12 and a half hours to 93 minutes. And in 1932, horse racing legend Eddie Arcaro won his first race. The jockey was riding Eagle Bird for the victory. And it was on the 14th of January, 1951. That the first National Football League Pro Bowl All-Star game was played in Los Angeles, California. The American Conference defeated the National Conference in a squeaker, 28-27. It was this week in 1954 that Marilyn Monroe married baseball great Joe DiMaggio. The marriage lasted 9 months. After her death in 1962, DiMaggio had red roses delivered to her crypt 2 to 3 times a week for some 20 years. And in 1956, rock and roller Little Richard was singing the newly released Tutti Frutti. So you think that was the hit version, eh? Not so, Bubblegum Brain. The Pat Boone version became even more popular as a cover record. It was this week in 1964 that a hootenanny was held for the first time at the White House as the new Christy Minstrels entertained President and Lady Bird Johnson, as well as Italy's president. And in 1972, comedian Red Fox, whose last name was really Sanford, debuted on NBC TV in Sanford and Sons. DeMond Wilson starred as Fred Sanford's son, and Quincy Jones composed the catchy theme song. And it was in 1985 this month that former Miss America Phyllis George joined Bill Curtis as host of the CBS Morning News. It was a bomb, so Curtis went back to WBBM-TV in Chicago as a news anchor and Phyllis stuck around a little longer, encouraging people to give hugs until she was axed. It was this week in 1986 that Rambo First Blood Part 2 arrived at video stores, breaking the record set by Ghostbusters for the first day's orders. 435,000 copies of the video were sold, about $21.4 million worth. Yo! And in 1990, the Fox Network's animated show The Simpsons premiered. Duh! Now for the first clue to this week's Memorable Moments Memory Buster. In January of 1973, this entertainer drew the largest TV audience to that date. It's an easy one, but I'll give you another clue in just a couple of moments. In the year 2000, this month, these films opened in the United States. Girl Interrupted, based on Susanna Kaysen's account of her 18-month stay at a mental hospital in the 1960s. It starred Angelina Jolie, the Academy Award for Best Actress in a Supporting Role, Winona Ryder, Elizabeth Moss, Brittany Murphy, Clea DuVall, and Whoopi Goldberg. The Hurricane also opened. It was the story of a boxer, Reuben Hurricane Carter, with Denzel Washington, John Hannah, and Deborah Kara Unger, and Supernova, about the search and rescue patrol of a medical spaceship in the early 22nd century, starring James Spader, Angela Bassett, Robert Forster, Lou Diamond Phillips, Peter Facinelli, Robin Tunney, and Wilson Cruz. It's the birthday this week of Benedict Arnold in 1741. He was the American general in the Revolutionary War who turned turncoat, conspired with the British, and his name became synonymous with treason. He died June 14th, 1801. It's also the birthday of Albert Schweitzer, the philosopher, musician, physician, and humanitarian, also won the Nobel Peace Prize in 1952. He died September 4th, 1965. It's the birthday of the producer Hal Roach in 1892. He was a director, including, among his credits, 1 Million B.C., Roadshow, The Devil's Brother. He died November 2nd, 1992. It's the birthday of the actor William Bendix, who starred in For Love or Money, The Babe Ruth Story, Blackbeard the Pirate, The Detective Story, The Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur's Court, Guadalcanal Diary, Wake Island, Star Spangled Rhythm, and The Life of Riley. He died December 14th, 1964. It's also the birthday of Russ Colombo in 1908, the singer, bandleader, and songwriter. He died September the 2nd, 1934. And it's the birthday of Mark Goodson in 1915, the game show producer of Pop the Question, Goodson Todman Productions, What's My Line, I've Got a Secret, Family Feud, The Price is Right, and he died December the 18th, 1992. Now for the second clue to this week's Memorable Moments Memory Buster. In January 1973, this entertainer drew the largest TV audience to that date. The show was seen by an estimated 1 billion viewers worldwide. It's the birthday in 1919 of Andy Rooney, the Emmy Award-winning news writer, Black History, Lost, Stolen, or Strayed of Black American series, the CBS NewsHour. 1969, he was a featured writer of Pieces of My Mind and a syndicated columnist, TV commentator on 60 Minutes. It's the birthday of Jack Jones, born as John Allen Jones. He's a singer of such hits as Lollipops and Roses, Wives and Lovers, The Impossible Dream, Lady, The Race is On, and The Love Boat Theme. It's also the birthday of Julian Bond, the legislator from Georgia. He was a civil rights leader, helped found the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, and chairman of the NAACP Board of Directors. It's also the birthday in 1941 of Dorothy Faye Dunaway. The Academy Award-winning actress appeared in Network in 1976, Don Juan DeMarco, Casanova, Beverly Hills Madam, Christopher Columbus, Mommy Dearest, Voyage of the Damned, The 3 Days of the Condor, The Towering Inferno, Chinatown, The Deadly Trap, Little Big Man, The Arrangement, and Bonnie and Clyde. Now for the last clue to this week's Memorable Moments Memory Buster. In January 1973, this entertainer drew the largest TV audience to that date. The show was seen by an estimated 1 billion viewers worldwide, and it was broadcast live from Hawaii. Now, if you can't figure this one out, I'll give you the answer in just a couple of moments. It's also the birthday of Carl Weathers in 1948. The actor appeared in Happy Gilmore, Dangerous Passions, Hurricane Smith, The Rocky Series, Force 10 from Navarone, and Semi Tough. It's the birthday in 1967 this week of Emily Watson, the actress in Breaking the Waves, Hillary and Jackie, Gooseford Park, Cromwell, and Fairfax. And it's also the birthday of LL Cool J, born as James Todd Smith, in 1968. In 1969, Jason Bateman was born this week. He's the actor in Little House on the Prairie, Breaking the Rules, Necessary Roughness, and A Taste for Killing. And finally, it's the birthday of Jordan Ladd in 1979. The actress appeared in Embrace of the Vampire, Weapons of Mass Destruction, Boy's Life 3, Cabin Fever, and she's the daughter of Cheryl Ladd and David Ladd, granddaughter of Alan Ladd. It was this week in 1950 that Dear Hearts and Gentle People by Dinah Shore topped the charts, along with A Dreamer's Holiday by Perry Como, The Old Master Painter by Snooky Lanson, and I Love You Because by Leon Payne. In 1958 this week, it was At the Hop by Danny and the Juniors, Stood Up, Waitin' in School by Ricky Nelson. Also at the top of the heap was Kisses Sweeter Than Wine by Jimmy Rogers and, of course, Great Balls of Fire by none other than Jerry Lee Lewis. In 1966, people were listening to We Could Work It Out by the Beatles, She's Just My Style by Gary Lewis of the Playboys, Flowers on the Wall by the Statler Brothers, and Giddy Up Go by Red Sovine. And in 1974, the music topping the charts was The Joker by the Steve Miller Band, Show and Tell by Al Wilson, Smokin' in the Boys' Room by Brownsville Station, and I Love by Tom T. Hall. And in 1982, at the top of the heap was Physical by Olivia Newton-John, along with Let's Groove by Earth, Wind & Fire, and 14 Karat Mind by Gene Watson. Now for the answer to this week's Memorable Moments Memory Buster. In January 1973, this entertainer drew the largest TV audience to that date. The show was seen by an estimated 1 billion viewers worldwide, and it was broadcast live from Hawaii. Well, it was in 1973 But Elvis Presley drew the largest audience for a single TV show to that time, at estimated 1 billion viewers in 40 countries. Elvis's Aloha from Hawaii, a live worldwide concert from Honolulu International Center Arena, later known as the Neil S. Blaisdell Center Arena, performed at about 12:30 a.m. Hawaiian time. It was beamed live via Globalcam satellite to Australia, South Korea, Japan, Thailand, the Philippines, South Vietnam, and other countries. It was seen on a delayed basis in approximately 30 European countries. The first American airing was on April 4th on NBC TV. The show also was released as a two-record album and became one of Elvis's top-selling LPs. I'll leave you today with this anonymous quote. Success is getting what you want. Happiness is liking what you get. This has been Stephen J. Lowenstein reading to you. Thanks for listening here on theflypod.com. Join me next week for another edition of Memorable Moments in History.